comprehensive benefit package. Night shift positions offered on the spot. To apply, visit 1525 Industrial, email ahines@hostessbrands.com, or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges from $19.06 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:26 and time for What's In Outdoors, hosted by our very own Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. So you can follow Phil online too on his Facebook page and also KVOE.com. Click on the community tab and find the What's In Outdoors link and you're there. What's In Outdoors, and What's In Outdoors brought to you every Friday morning by Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower always take great care of you. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, Chick Day happening today out of Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. Of course, if a Blue Stem doesn't have it, it probably is not around. And let's bring in Phil Totten from Studio South at Council Grove Lake this morning. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I'm wondering how you're doing after that little bike ride yesterday.
I am feeling fine today, Phil. Had a great day for it, and it was a perfect event, I think.
I'll tell you, we were blessed with a great day with the weather, and it looks like a good one today. I'm just wondering about this weekend, what's coming.
Well, it could be a little wet tomorrow, but not a total washout, I guess, so I think things will be okay.
Well, Ron, we're airing from Studio South this morning. There's hardly a ripple out on the water, and boaters are already out on the lake. And this is where catfish kept me busy yesterday, I guarantee you. I should have probably been mowing the lawn and doing some things, some of those domestic things. But when the fish are biting, you do want to take advantage of it. Hey, the weather, unlike Memorial Day, that wind was really howling. We've had to move our fish cleaning operation and to the studio north, where the house gave us some protection. And of course, we had the traditional fish fry. But the kids were able to go up the creek in a paddle boat, and then they did catch some memories to last a lifetime up there last week.
Glad to hear that. Sounds like a lot of fun, Phil.
Well, I tell you, getting the kids and the family down at the lake is just really enjoyable. And you know, What's In Outdoors is committed to getting youth and families outside for a better inside, Ron. So I've asked Mary Beth Long, who's Vice President of Communications for the American Sports Fishing Association, to join us on the show this morning to tell all about National Fishing and Boating Week coming up June 4th through 12th, and also the American Sports Fishing Association campaign to get youth and old alike back on the water. So welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you, Phil. It's great to be here this morning.
Well, what's the weather like in Alexandria, Virginia today?
Well, we just survived a little bit of a storm last night. There was quite a rainstorm, but today the weather is beautiful and it's cooled down a little bit. We tend to get pretty hot here in Alexandria about this time of year, so I'm pleased to see a little bit of breeze and some cooling down of the weather.
Well, Mary, will you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what's your duties for the or your job for the American Sports Fishing Association?
Sure. So actually, Phil, I am somewhat new to the American Sport Fishing Association. I started in October, sort of took a cool leap of faith from a different career path I was on. I've always been in the maritime industry, but had been with American Association of Port Authorities before this and decided to take a little bit of a turn and do something a little bit more focused on things that I love and some of the passions that I have. And so I joined the group in October, and it has been just a wonderful, wonderful experience so far. They have been working so hard, the association, to do a lot more and engage their members. They just completed a strategic plan when I came on board that's focusing on building community, so building that sport fishing community and doing a better job of communicating with our members. So they've been keeping me busy. Just connecting and communicating and meeting new folks and trying to engage folks to do like what you just said about to try to get back out on the water, to be out there fishing, to be enjoying life and really getting engaged with what all the things that the association has to offer.
Did you fish quite a bit when you were a child, Mary?
I actually did. So my dad and my grandfather, I start there. My grandfather, he always loved to do things with his grandkids. He was just a great guy, and he loved to be outside. So it was funny, when we were little, we'd go visit, and he would take us to the local pond, and we would fish. But then over the years, you know, obviously my dad was exposed to that a lot, and my dad's an avid fisherman, and he's an angler, and he's also a hunter. And something, I didn't engage so much on the hunting, but he always took my sister and I out fishing every summer, several times, usually on vacation, but other times. And then at one point, he had a boat on Lake Erie, so in Pennsylvania. So I loved going up and spending a day with him out on the boat, on the water. We used to fish for walleye pike, and it was just such a neat experience, so different than, you know, being out on the ocean or being, you know, on a dock. And I really treasure those memories. And I joked with my boss, Glenn Hughes, when he was hiring me. I said, well, I can't accept until I talk to my father. He wants to discuss this. I think mostly because he was so excited that I was taking a job in an industry that he has such a passion for.
Well, Mary, in this day and age when there's so much, electric gadgetry out there, can you give us some reasons why you feel we need to get more people outside, outside fishing, and to also maybe invite fins fishing?
I think it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, I have three teenagers. I can speak from experience. And it's so different today, you know, especially through COVID. We didn't have much to do. We didn't have access to much. And so kids were stuck inside, and you know, they tend to be so addicted to their phones and their computers. But what happens with all of that is that all they do is compare themselves to other people who are out there doing things. You know, these sort of fake, I don't want to say fake, but, you know, people posting about how amazing their lives are and making their lives sound so glamorous. And these poor kids are just sitting there and kind of faced with almost like comparing themselves to the world. And really, it's so superficial. So, you know, being able to be outside is so very important in terms of, you know, just, again, disconnecting from computers, from being stuck inside the house, you know, sort of false ideas of the world, and getting out and just being one with nature and God's creation. You know, we have been blessed in that we have a boat in Maryland, and so we always have taken the kids in the summer out, you know, out boating mostly, and sometimes fishing, and getting them to just experience the outside. And they're like different people when they're out there. They forget about all these worries and concerns. I think it's so good for their mental health. It makes them feel, I think, like they've achieved something, makes them feel successful. And the other thing I think is that a lot like maybe a tennis racket, if you have a fishing rod, it's something that you can do, whether it's by yourself or with just a couple friends in your lifetime, anytime, anywhere. You don't have to have special conditions or special situations. You can just be out enjoying community, being with a friend, having good conversations, and enjoying your time out and outside.
Mary, do you kayak by chance?
I have, but I haven't in a long time.
Well, with that in mind, Ginger's sister came and visited from Colorado last year, and of course, with what's going on with the world and everything, we wanted to take her kayaking, and she didn't want to go. She didn't want to go and say, oh, come on, Amber, you'd really like it. So we finally got her out in the boat, and not 25 yards from the dock, this lady just sort of melted into that kayak. Aww. And had her feet out of it, and you could just see the worries of the world were lifted off of her shoulders. So that was, yep, that was really cool. I know the American Sports Fishing Association has a big campaign going on now to get more people outside. And what's available on your campaign page to help beginners learn to fish, including maybe guides and you know, how to find places to fish?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to talk about that. This year I'm challenged by our members who, you know, I will say our members, they represent manufacturers and retailers, and we have a whole lot of other partners that are members of ASA, but the cool part of what they do is that they all have a passion for fishing, and not only just for their business, but because they just themselves have such a passion for the industry. And so they challenged us and they said, you know, we've seen such a great surge of people coming out fishing, you know, during COVID. We want to continue that. That was so helpful for Americans, like you were talking about, for lots of reasons, for their mental health, for so many things. We want to keep them out there, and we want to make sure that they feel comfortable. So we partnered with the Recreational Boating Fishing Foundation, and who actually has a consumer-facing arm and does a lot of great work through a campaign called Take Me Fishing, talking to the public about, you know, how to get started. We connected with them. They have amazing resources, and we pulled together this campaign called Fishing Share the Fun, which was a way for not only us to just communicate and get people back out on the water, but for people who are avid anglers, who are already out there, you know, maybe they've forgotten what it's like to bring somebody who's new, you know, out fishing, or maybe they needed some resources or tips to share with some of the people that are heading out there, you know, how to buy equipment or where to fish. So we came up with a bunch of materials and a 6-week long campaign that helped outline some information on how people could get started and get back out on the water. If they, you know, maybe if they're a little rusty, give them some tips. If they just sort of forgot, help them, you know, sort of figure out how to get back on the saddle, so to speak. So this campaign has been running all of May. We have gone out every week with a new theme, between taking a friend fishing and helping someone get started to things like where to fish. And then all of this will culminate in a big celebration next week for National Fishing and Boating Week, where we really highlight people actually out there on the water and showing us their fish. So folks can go to our website. We have a great, robust website. We have links for each week of the campaign and each of the themes. There are all kinds of great graphics and downloads and one-sheets that help people figure out how to get a friend out there fishing and give them the tips and tricks. There's lots of videos. We've been all over social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, just sharing the fun. And we're real excited to be able to share this with the public and get the word out as much as possible so that folks have the tools they need to really make a difference in someone's life. Like you said, you're with your sister-in-law coming to visit and kayaking, you know, it just takes that invitation, get someone out there and remind them of what they, you know, maybe love about being outside.
Sorry, Mary, one of your signature events is ICAST down at Orlando, Florida. And several years ago, I got to go down there, and what an experience that was. And you mentioned, you know, when we talked earlier that you were going to ICAST this year. Can you tell us a little bit more of what is presented at ICAST? And I can't stop that guy from building that dock over there across the lake, so excuse me, listen, for what you're hearing. It's not Ginger beating on a pan telling me to get to mowing this yard. What's going on at ICAST this year, Mary?
Well, we're really excited about ICAST this year. It's going to be in July. We have there's activities kind of going on through the 18th, starting on July 18th. What we do is, as our manufacturers all come together, people have booths. There's, I think, at this year we have about 550 booths. People are able to come. It's not a consumer show, but we have retailers who come and go and walk around and learn and meet our members, and they get a chance to test out equipment and see the trending new equipment and information about the industry that they need to have, products and product showcases. So typically it runs about a week. We have a great event starting on Tuesday of that week called On the Water, so where our members go out and they're actually able to do demonstrations of equipment and show them tackle and fishing lures and all sorts of great, cool new products, and folks get to test them out. The media comes out and gets a chance to take some pictures and talk to folks. And then we kick off the actual show on Wednesday. It goes Wednesday to Friday. And that's what I was explaining before, that there's a big giant exhibit hall where retailers are going around and getting a chance to really meet manufacturers and engage and network and share best practices. And then throughout that, we have a number of events inside. There's a casting pond. There's a lure tank. There is a new product showcase. We have an industry breakfast. Another sort of centerpiece of this, which is important, is we do a little education for our retailers. Midday, we have a program called Lunch and Learn, so that in addition to being able to walk around and meet people, they can sit down and listen to some industry experts talk about some things that are really important for their business. And we do those on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we talk about everything you could imagine, from social, you know, how to use social media, to how to set up your store, to, you know, engaging your audiences and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. There's lots to do. People just rave about it. I'm very excited. This is my first year to be able to attend ICAST. As I mentioned, I'm relatively new to ASA, so I've heard just amazing things about it, and I think people are going to really, really enjoy the opportunity to be together in person in Orlando in July.
Well, Mary, I ask people to go out whenever they can to go to the outdoor shows we have here in Kansas and Kansas City and Overland Park, Grove, Oklahoma. I participated in them. I was wondering, will you be doing any live telecasts or MyCast that if we can't make Orlando, we might be able to view through our phones or our computers?
Well, there probably will be some different opportunities. I will say that some of the, at least for the education programs, we plan to record some of those and make those available. So that'll be something that folks can participate in later. We're also going to be offering an Angler's Choice Award afterwards and an online auction, so folks can kind of engage a little bit online with some of the products that are going to be demonstrated and have a chance to do some voting, you know, on some of their favorite products. We'll also be very active on social media, so folks can kind of follow along and see some of the breaking news, you know, and information that's coming out of ICAST. So there's a little something for everyone throughout that week and on the ongoing after that as well.
Mary, my daughter reminded me, my grandson, I got him into helping me clean catfish, and there's no better fish to eat than I feel that you catch, and then you clean, and then you fry. You know, just that quick. And that was really good. So I was wondering, and my daughter reminded me that I had to show her how to fillet and cook a fish in order for her to get a counselor's job up in Bemidji, Michigan, I believe it was. It might be Minnesota. But she learned to fillet a fish at a young age. I was wondering, do you have a favorite recipe that you can share with our listeners?
Sure. You know, so I actually, it's funny you mentioned that. We tend to eat a lot of tilapia. And I think I got myself a little intimidated when I first started cooking, you know, about cooking fish. I thought it needed to really have some specialty recipe. And, you know, it's funny, you don't really have to do a whole lot to make a really delicious, you know, fish dish. So one of the things that we do a lot is just to get a pan, you know, for the oven, put a little parchment paper on there, lay out your fillets, and, you know, you can put some seasoning, whatever you like. We do a little salt. You can do a little bit of herbs if you like, a little chives or some dill or whatever kind of seasoning. Sprinkle that a little bit with olive oil, and then I always like to pick then my favorite, you know, citrus, but lime juice can be really, really good if you sprinkle lime on the fish. And then you just put it in the oven and broil it until it's finished. And it is amazingly fresh and tasty. I think the citrus sort of brings out the sort of sweetness of the fish. You can serve it with rice. You can do whatever, you know, you can have some potatoes on the side, whatever it is that you like. But once I figured that out and realized you can kind of use about whatever seasonings you want, it really took that intimidation factor out of the equation for me, for sure.
You're right. Well, Mary, so thanks so much for being on the show. And if you will, share some links with us, and I'll get them out on my Facebook page and our webpage with KVOE so people can view in and see what's going on down at ICAST. Appreciate you now. You have a good week.
We'll do that. Thank you so much, Phil.
All righty. Ron, let's go to that first break. When we come back, I'll go to some nature's notes.
All right, sounds good. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten, KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:47.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Make your lawn the envy of all who pass by. Blue Stem has Scott's Lawn Care products that'll help you keep your lawn looking green and healthy all summer long. Like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed and Feed. It's weed control plus lawn fertilizer. And it comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your yard. When it comes to Scott's Lawn Care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Blue Stem's got it. Get it at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Express Tire and Auto in Emporia welcomes all Unbound Gravel rider support crew and fans. They hope you enjoy the beautiful Flint Hills during your stay. Stop in at 806 East 12th Avenue next to the water tower and get your tires air pressure checked or vehicle service before you hit the road. They don't service bicycles, but if it has four or more wheels and a motor, they can help you out. Express Tire and Auto, open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local 848. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors every Friday morning, Phil Time. Phil from Studio South this morning, Council Grove Lake. Good interview with Mary Beth there, Phil.
I tell you, I can feel her excitement. And really, at our cast program down in Orlando is just a great place to go. But we're going to be having our own little version of ICAST right there in the Flint Hills Mall when the Twin River Shooting Sports Program will be coming up. But the Purple Martins are finally making residence out of Studio North over the Wild West area. Ron, I talked with Roger Wells and Mickey Lang and Emporia, and they say, Phil, I can't believe you don't have any Martins. They tell me all their colonies going on. That's just the way things are. But I did have a last year, they never came in until June 1. I mean, I've had some visitors come, but this year they came in on May 30th, and I've been staying around, so I got my fingers crossed that they will nest. I didn't do very good with the bluebirds this year. They nested early, and this weather has just been so crazy. I think the eggs froze on the nest, and they haven't been back. But we do have a bluebirds nesting now up at Council Grove Marina, which is really cool. We've got four little eggs in there, so I watch him every once in a while. And I was mowing the other day, and I had to, and I mowed over a little nest of rabbits. The other day, it was a couple, 3 weeks ago, but the mower never got them. They ran out, and I can't get myself to remove the rabbits for now. If it was a big rabbit, I know where he would go. He would go into the frying pan. But now I watch these young rabbits, and they are wreaking havoc on my bush beans, the ones that have come up. So I'm going to need to get some live traps and get them out of there. Like I mentioned, Ron, catfish are on the prowl. The lake has really come up. They did open the gates up yesterday to let some out, and I really appreciate that because we're just about flooding down at in Marina Cove. We were able to get a good event in there last week that we're the kids got their catching activity, and I put a fishing pole in a young man's hands, and you could just see he went to dreamland with that pole, even though we were going after plastic fish. And by golly, he was one of the winners. He won a gift certificate, and so he went up and redeemed that and bought him a fishing pole with that. But the catfishing here, Ron, worms are real good. I had to go twice last week to get bait. I mean, just that much fishing been so good. And my bait, sunfish, goldfish are all good producers for catfish. I really put the Suki, Danny King's bait to test yesterday and using it in two ways. One of them was the gizzard out on a number 7 Circle C hook. And then there's also a rubber worm that you can get and use this as a dip bait. Yesterday, the rubber worm dipped into the Danny King bait, outproduced the shad. So, I mean, not the shad, the chicken gizzard. So it's just sometimes experimenting and seeing what will go. But fishing is going to be good. It just depends on how much rain we get. I'm really interested to see how the Jaeger-Jenkins tournament is going to turn out. they're going to be facing a lot of water. And I do. What did Nick say? An 81 pounder was caught
yeah.
a couple of days ago.
It was
a big old.
Oh, fish. That was a beast, Phil. It was a beast. Saw a picture of it. Just, oh, man.
So, I remember my nephew, I caught a 34 pounder one day, and I was out there and I saw what I got. So he wanted to catch a big fish. So I got him up there and he reeled it in and he got the horse and then he looked at it. And when it finally surfaced there by the dock, he said, Uncle Phil, I'm not getting back in that lake again if there's that big fish out there. So I am interested in getting down there. I'm going to try to make the way in on Sunday. So, Ron, let's go to that last break, and we'll talk a little bit about more events going on across the state this weekend. And this weekend, listeners, is free fishing weekend. You do not need to buy a license all across the state of Kansas.
All right, that's good to know. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Get ready for summer entertaining with Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. You'll find great deals on grills from Weber, Traeger, and Napoleon, and find all of your seasonings, sauces, and rubs while you're there. And nothing cools you down better than homemade ice cream churned from a Nostalgia 4-quart electric ice cream maker. Find everything you need to make outdoor entertaining easy with great deals from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Express Tire and Auto in Emporia welcomes all Unbound Gravel riders, support crew, and fans. They hope you enjoy the beautiful Flint Hills during your stay. Stop in at 806 East 12th Avenue next to the water tower and get your tires, air pressure checked, or vehicle service before you hit the road. They don't service bicycles, but if it has four or more wheels and a motor, they can help you out. Express Tire and Auto, open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
KVOE Live and Local, it is 8:54. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. All right, Phil, I know plenty of activities coming up, huh?
Well, I tell you, we were going to announce winners of our Family Fun Fishing Contest that we got going on, and I do have entries. I do need some more entries. But working with the Flint Hills Live Channel yesterday, we decided to do a little bit of a different format. So I will clue people in on that on my Facebook page, and you'll see our winners announced after 10 o'clock today. I think we're going to be doing that live on the Flint Hills Live Channel. But some fish are being caught. The kids are having a good time with it. And on one of my bait runs, Ron, I picked up another 18 fishing combos to give away. So I do want to thank our sponsors for helping us out. That makes a total of 124 fishing poles we'll be getting into the kids' hands this year. Here at the City Lake, Wildlife and Parks started a contest on May 15th, and it's called the Great Kansas Fishing Derby. And three fish have been caught now that were tagged on this lake. And Fred Bombas has caught two of them, so I think I'm going to run Fred out of the contest. But I really met a young man that caught the fish that I called Dutch. And it's I named it after one of my fishing partners, 83-year-old Dutch Honor. And a 9-year-old Slade Potts caught this fish, and with that he caught a $100 gift certificate to the marina. So I do know that altogether the sponsors down here put, I think it was 13 fish in the lake, so there's 10 more. Kids are asking me already, have they all been caught? Have they all been caught? I did get a message from David Brass, and David is the sports fishing coordinator for Wildlife and Parks. And he was at Farmington Nursery down in southeast Kansas, and they completed getting their fingerling harvest the sawguy out of there. And so he said altogether this year there's been 532,000 sawguy fingerlings restocked into the lakes of Kansas. Sawguy fishing has really been good down here at Council Grove Reservoir. I couldn't believe the harvest that these people have been catching from the bank fishing for sawguy. How they've been doing that is fishing the windy side, throwing out with some kind of swim tail jig, counting down a little bit so you don't really get into all the rocks and bringing it back. And the tall guy and crappie are still cooperating. But our contest will start taking entries May 1, and it'll go till September 1. And so all you need to do is take a photo of the fish and go to our webpage. You'll see the flyer up there. Send us an email to that address, and we'll get you into the contest. And
yeah.
I'll be answering those, showing those winners a little bit later on. Tomorrow we're going to be going to Ravenwood in Topeka and taking part of the Justin Corbett Memorial Shooting Sports Foundation Youth in the Outdoors Day. That is, if it doesn't get canceled because of the weather. That's always a great fun event. I did hear that the Memorial Youth Fishing event in Milford was canceled. That was where, teaming up with Passing On Outdoor Mentors, I think they had 12 to 15 kids scheduled to go out in boats and fish that lake. So that's all cool. And then on June 5th, there'll be a Fishing with the Cops program over at Pomona State Park. All this is up on the Watson Outdoors webpage. So
good stuff. All right, Phil, we appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You have a good weekend, and hopefully all those riders that's out on that unfound gravel, they'll see a part of Kansas that we do deal with.
Yeah. Loving the gravel. Thank you, Phil.
Take care, sir.
Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, every Friday morning right here, brought to you by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take great care of you on East 12th near the Water Tower. And Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, probably not around. It is 8:57.
Another strong monthly jobs report. 390,000 added in May, according to the Labor Department. That's more than expected, but it is an end to the 12 consecutive months with more than 400,000 jobs.